יש לנו לדעת עוד, שאף על פי שישראל כבר מוכנים הם מצד עצמם, ליה ישלה עבודה עשה יסברה, וגם הם פועלים בעצמם שלא בהכרח כל הכל שבאנו, ובמקרה עבודה עצמם אין הניתן להם אלא מיד יסברה, וזה מה שנעשה למשעס מתן תאירה. I think what he's saying over here is that, just to pick up where we left off, he summarizes in the number 27 here. He says, in the last section, we established the gift of free choice Hashem gave us to enables us to have an intimate relationship with Him. When you use this free choice properly to serve, and the divine emanations interconnect properly, and the world becomes full of blessing and light, we now proceed to analyze how our divine service is actually able to have such a powerful impact. So again, this is going to be Nefesh HaChaim related, but he's now going to talk about that. In reality, the fact that we controlled, right, that was the whole thing, that Malachim and animals, neither one can control their level of Hashpah. Their level of Hashpah is determined solely from Hashem. And they don't have a say or ability to control how much or the nature of the Hashpah. However, by mankind, it's not like that. Because of their koyach habechira, they have the ability, the koach, and the responsibility of determining the level of their hashpa.
Hashpa is influence.
How hashpa, how Hashem gives to them, hashpia to them, the emanations, as they call it in the sefer.
So, what is another way to say that?
The flow, how Hashem brings from Shemaim to down here. Okay, that's what we determined. But what do we use? What's the tool that we use to turn on and off the faucet, so to speak? We control the faucet. I got it. So there's a faucet open. You can open it, close it. You can open the but what tool do we use? What's the wrench? What tool do we use to open and close it? We're in a good mood, we're in a bad mood. What do we do? So it's clearly the way we do it is with Torah and mitzvahs. So he says here that that ability to open and close the faucet with Torah and mitzvahs was given to us at Matan Torah. Okay? Which is a lot to do with that introduction to that book, because it's the Ramchal, same person. Right, that at Matan Torah we were implanted within us. What he wrote, Ramchal calls in that book is he calls it Chaye Olam. We were implanted with the ability to live a supernatural life. A Yid does not live the same type of life as a non-Jew. It's just a fact. We live on a totally different level. We're not dealing with the same things that everyone else deals with. So our ability to connect is because Hashem gave us a Matan Torah, a connection that our neshama is connected to Shemaim, and therefore what we do down here pulls strings up there. By a goy, he's not pulling those strings.
But what about a Jew that lives like a goy?
Then
it's a totally like a goy.
Well, the requirement of Lashon says it's something called kares. Kares, kares means you've cut yourself off. It means you've cut that connection. There is such a thing that a yid can cut his connection off. Through kares. Kares are those very fundamental mitzvahs that cut one off. Bris Milah, Karban Pesach, eating chametz on Pesach, Yom Kippur, those things are very serious stuff. Now, Boil Nida and others also, there's other things like that. So, Zayiv Kares are those things that cut a person off from their connection. Now, you want to know someone that doesn't know any better, all those things, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because there's the power to Nishmas Yisrael. And it's possible that if a guy doesn't know, but he knows he's a Yid, but he doesn't know what a Yid means. I know I'm Jewish, I just don't know what it means to be Jewish. And then he does one mitzvah, could be his charitable act will accomplish a lot more than a guy's charitable act. Because a guy doesn't have that ability to connect to anything. But this guy has a neshama. And his neshama has that ability.
Do we see in the physical world any manifestation of that difference? How what the yid does is so much different than what somebody who's not a yid?
Probably. It may have something to do with the fact that there's an unproportionate amount of Jewish billionaires in the world, right? I mean, there's way more percentage-wise Jewish wealthy people, billionaires than
Well, not just wealth, but every
and
innovation.
inventions and doctors and all sorts of things.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be.
is this much
It's
greater?
mostly for the people that are the nichrasu.
But
Okay,
the
maybe
nichrasu.
that they're cut off. Spiritual power exists in Klal Yisrael much more than anywhere else. Of course, you see Sa'atin d'Shmaya. You see that Iran throws these missiles that are the size of school buses into Israel and Lemaisa, close to 1,000 missiles and a handful hits. Right? We live in a miraculous way every single day. I was on the plane last week. This came private jet. So I was on the plane,
a private
and
jet?
what? and Lemaisa, I saw that basically it was the day day after America attacked Iran. Everybody in the plane was watching the news. It was JetBlue, so everyone has a screen. I usually try to avoid watching what other people are watching on their screens. It's bad enough, but everyone was watching the news. And what's the news saying? There's headlines on the news, in those. Everyone's watching Fox News also. And Afal Pekin, what
Everybody was
difference?
flying back to Miami on
Yeah,
Kiddush.
he's going to New York
Oh,
actually.
he's going to
Yeah,
New York then.
yeah. So
Crazy.
everyone's watching the news. What does it say in the news? So it says, Israel attacks Iran. U.S. inserts itself into Israel's war with Iran because of America inserting itself into Israel's war with Iran. Iran bombs the United States,
Qatar,
places in
entirely, yeah.
the whole thing that this entire plane and the entire world is busy with is Israel. Not about Iran and the United States. It's about Iran and Israel, America and Israel, and Lamela, everything's about Israel. I'm telling you, it was really uncomfortable on that plane. I was like convinced that everyone was watching me, was looking at me. It was very awkward. But my point is, yeah, of course that you just manifest itself. Pasha. So Zok there, how do we have the koach to make hashpah? Is it was given to us at Matan Torah? Umash mekayim ha-hefresh. Wow, powerful part. Mitzuvah. There's a famous Chazal. Who gets more reward? Someone that is obligated to do a mitzvah and does it, or someone that's not obligated to do the mitzvah and does it? So we would think logically, the volunteer gets more reward. But Chazal say the opposite. It's the one that's obligated to do it gets more reward. So the question is why? Logically, you would think the opposite. You would think the volunteer should get more reward. The answer is because the volunteer is not wired to have his action affect anything with this ma'aseh. He's not wired that way with Shemayim. So therefore, if you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of
Yeah, but then.
when well, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of tkiyas shofar, so your wiring is not as powerful as the wiring of someone that is mechuyev in the mitzvah
But
of
this is a novel interpretation of that mind with Zal, because Pashtus is that Gemara is going on the person himself. We're talking about what he affects.
right.
That.
Okay, but fine, you're right. So he's saying the mitzvah is greater because it has a greater power of affecting the world because his wiring is connected through that mitzvah. That he could do tikkunim, he could fix and accomplish in the world. Someone's not mitzvah cannot do it. And I'll bring you a proof. A kohen, oh, we have a kohen, a local kohen. Sha kohen ha'oved misakin is called ha'olam. A kohen does the avodah. Wow, he's bringing the rachamim of Hashem into the world. He's bringing all the great hashpois. A non-kohen does the same korban. He's chayv misa, and he just brought korban into the world. What's the difference? A korban, make up your mind. Is a korban a good thing or not a good thing? Well, what's the difference? Teretz is everything has to do with the koyach of the nishmas Yisrael. The power of the neshama. and it's wiring. So if you're wired that your action that if your neshama is wired that this mitzvah will shoot up, electrons through your wire, then it's good. Then that mitzvah will now affect. If it's not, so then it's gonna sabotage the wire and blow everything up. And even if you are wired, this is a different point, I think. Amitzavil avad, I think it should say. In other words,
Yeah,
Amnam
I forgot what's about that.
So basically, every person, every neshama has to be wired in Shemayim to have his maisim affect heavenly, stuff up there. Let's go for the Vesiri. Pay attention more. And this is what Klal Yisrael received at Sinai, literally that vart from that Ramchal. So it's great. Hashem didn't give them the Torah at Maimar Sinai in that exact exchange. What happened at Sinai is that Klal Yisrael became prepared, became a roi, that they're going to be the spiritual ones that control the hashpois. Ki oz hishlim lahem tchila kol ha'iturim v'ha'mailas ha'ru'im la'adam ha'asui lava yisyoitzer, that they received all the preparation and all the levels of someone needed, of someone who can worship, who does avodas Hashem. Shebat tchila nishbal ma'alosoi li'os alu li'etzer hara. First, we became people, and once we became people, we lowered in our level. We became like animals. Uvevoyam el har Sinai, and when they reached Sinai, Nasan lehem Adon Baruch Hu kol hayikar, he gave them the tremendous, precious stature. Hamagia lehem lehishtalem b'mitzuzim, and they can perfect themselves. Liyoslam koyach liyos masharisim oisai, that they have the ability to worship Hashem and to serve Hashem. Va'oz kerevam alo ba'av, and this was a tremendous closeness that we received, which is referred to in the Haggadah as Hu Inyan Kervonu Lefnei Har Sinai, that Hashem brought us at Har Sinai. V'chach ma she'anu oimrim b'chol yom v'kerevtonu, and Hashem, you brought us close l'shimcha Haggadol, which I think is referring to Maimon Har Sinai. V'hitzbikam elav be'ahavasai, and we became a cling. We started clinging to his La'ava, v'oz nasan lehem tchila hakoach lishmor kol mitzvosav, and then he gave us the ability to do the mitzvah. So shemaaseim hu yasu pri hatoiva mitzvach l'tikun abriya, and that our maisim will have great repercussions on the bria. U'humash akasu v'atem tiyuli malachas kohanim v'goy kodesh, you shall be for me a tremendous people. Umishom v'hala nisher Yisrael muvdolin min ha'umais, and from that point on, we became completely different, separate, and on a different plane and quality than every other nation in the world. Lishmor kol ha'mitzvus l'sakin b'hem kol ha'briya kula chumash v'yarnu. U'mitzchadish davar zeh tamid. By the way, this is always like that. It's happening all the time. She'enu nifzak miYisrael. Hashem is constantly giving us that ability to affect the worlds. Today you're becoming people. You ever heard that one? I thought it's Chayav
No, Kilo Hayyan,
No, but he's saying a whole
he's
Chayav
saying he's
Adam. You have to look at yourself as if you're receiving Torah from Sinai today. Why? Because you have that power that was given to every Yid in Sinai to affect the worlds. You call a shevach hazem mischadish leisod v'ayom b'yom of davar b'itoy. Beautiful. But Shmuel, this is literally that same piece of Ramchal. It's literally the same concept. That I knew it was inside the Sefer Das Tevunos. I thought it was only over there, but it's written here too.
essentially, you have the concept of people who are not Masoved to do. It's just that people who are Masoved.
Meaning?
A woman can do a little Mitzvah, right?
Yeah, well, you could have brought down to them.
I'm just saying,